In our fourth study of looking at the spiritualist church and seeing how they differ from Christianity, we're going to be looking at particularly this point this evening. How do spiritualists treat the Bible? They agree on 7 points. This is what they really teach. This is their main teaching. The fatherhood of God, the brotherhood of man, the communion of spirits and the ministry of angels, the continuous existence of the human soul, personal responsibility, compensation and retribution hereafter for all good and evil deeds done on earth, eternal progress open to every human soul. There are two major areas where spiritualism differs from Christianity, and we're going to concentrate on those two. The first one is in the form of a question. On what basis are we allowed into heaven? Now the spiritualist says this is a home that awaits us in the spirit world. And it depends upon the life we've led on earth. If we have honestly tried to do the best we can, then we needn't have any fear of death. If we have fitted ourselves for the result, which is automatic, it's a better, happier life, where we are reunited with our loved ones and friends. So it all depends, in other words, how we live our life here on earth as to whether we arrive there or not. What does the Bible say? For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now grace is the operative word here. A good acrostic of the word grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Nothing to do with us, the way we live our life down here. You see, heaven cannot be earned. God has made a way whereby we may enter heaven. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Did you see that? Whoever believes in him should not perish. In the same chapter, chapter 3 of John and verse 36, the gift of God is eternal life. The second question is this. What do spiritualists say about Jesus? Well, they say we don't believe in vicarious atonement as preached in some orthodox religions. We regard Jesus simply as an example to us on how we should live our life, not a saviour. Man has no saviour but himself. We are each personally responsible for our sins and must atone for them here and hereafter. Is that what the Bible says concerning Jesus? No. People have needed a saviour since Adam and Eve broke the first commandment. You shall not take of the tree in the centre of Garden, because if you do, you will surely die. And that's in the third chapter of Genesis. The Bible goes on to say that every single person entering the world after that were born separated from God by their sin, and needed someone to come and save them from their sin. And the only person who could do that was a perfect person, and that person is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He came into the world, says Paul, writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:15, for one purpose. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You see, in Romans 3:23 we read that everyone, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And so an atonement was required in order to redeem sinners. And that redeemer is Jesus. And through his sacrifice, all who believe on him and repent of their sins are delivered from their sin and receive the gift of eternal life. Jesus remained sinless through all his 33 years upon earth, and he alone could atone, as he surely did upon a cross of wood over 2,000 years ago. And the proof of the success of that atonement is that the grave couldn't hold him, and he rose from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion took place. Where is Jesus now? He's in heaven, preparing a place for all believers, and one day will come again into this world to take home into heaven all who have trusted in him for their salvation, to join with those who are already there, arriving after they had died on earth. Spiritualists say they don't need a saviour, and you have to save them, save themselves. If we're going to be made perfect, we can't do it ourselves. It's not a do-it-yourself job. Because you see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, in the Amplified version of the Bible, we read these words. Therefore, if any man is engrafted into Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creature altogether, a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself. It's all the work of God. We cannot save ourselves. Spiritualists do not see Jesus as distinct from us, nor as he truly is the unique Son of God. They teach that Jesus is nothing more than a medium. He is now an advanced spirit in the sixth sphere, and his death was only a martyrdom, showing an unselfish and heroic devotion to humanity. Oh my, how they have missed out seeing who he really is. Spiritualists don't believe in hell. They say hell does not exist and never will, but Jesus warned of hell possibly more than any other subject in the Gospel, and in particular in Luke's Gospel, chapter 16 and verse 23. Well, my friends, I have sought to show that it's better to trust the word of an eternal God rather than the words of created man. It's no surprise to us that Jesus' name has been maligned by many cult movements. He suffered much during his time on earth by those who refused to accept him. It's the same today. What man needs to do is to humble himself and pray and seek the Lord while he may be found. Because, you see, peace and joy can only be found in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! What a Saviour!